I'm with Apocalyptica in Hellfest. Hello.
Hello. Bonjour. Bonjour.
What do you feel to play in Hellfest? Is it a special festival for you?
This is the third time we play in Hellfest now, and at least the previous two times has been really great. The audience is good. The whole festival scene is great. It's organized really well, and it's getting just better. I think the lineup is really fantastic, so we are proud to be part of the festival.
You use the same singer as your last tour in Europe. Yeah. Why did you choose this one especially, and why don't you have all guests with different singers for different song? I mean, this one is great.
Because the singer we are touring with, Tipe, he's able to sing most of the vocal tracks we want to perform at the moment. And obviously, of course, we can't get on tour the people we collaborate on albums, because they have better things to do than tour with us to sing one song. We just Tipe because he fits into the group very well. He's a great singer, he has a great voice, but also very important for us because we live together, we are like a family. It also comes to the fact that we like to have a Finnish guy, you know, with us. Life with him is easy going and smooth. And he is taking his part of the show very well, that he is singing only four or five songs, but he's still very motivated to do it. So it's a perfect match at the moment.
Have you got a special set list for tonight? I mean, is it different?
Eric doesn't know what we're going to play today, but
I have no idea.
Yeah, of course it's going to be different. It's shorter than our normal shows, and we try to do it a bit different anyway. We want the people in the festival to have fun, and so we're trying to do sort of like a set where people can really enjoy the music and sing with us and dance with us and go crazy and headbang and all that stuff. So, energetic set.
In what kind of mood do you are when you create a song? I mean, what do you think about? Because it's metal, of course, but with cello, does it change something from guitars or?
I think the best feelings are the feeling that you think you are really getting out of your mind. You know, that you are losing your mind, and that's the greatest feeling when you're writing instrumental music is special. But of course, the feeling when you write songs, it's so different with different songs and different times, and that which makes the fact that then the album can have very different moods and different emotions in the different songs. So there's no regular standard way of making songs for us, at least.
I think it's the most important thing that you really get deep into some emotion. If it's just like that, you basically on the left hand you play computer and the right hand you try to write a song and at the same time you watch TV, it can't take you anywhere. So whatever you do, you just fully throw yourself in. Like I said, you might go insane on some point. And for me, I think I really think music visually. I get really strong visual feelings when I try to compose stuff. But it's different for everybody.
Yeah. You need to get very excited about what you create. Many times composing is like, it's like hitting your hair into the wall, and it's like whatever you create, you feel like, it's boring, it's not exciting. But that's the coolest moment in songwriting, when you get something that you're super, you're naive by yourself, you know, you're like, this sounds great, this sounds fantastic, and then it starts to live its own life. That's the best and most scary part of songwriting.
It takes over, it starts to control your world for those 1 week or 2 days, whatever you make the song, it captures you, and you're a hostage.
When you say it's visual, you mean something like landscape or like colors or?
It can be whatever. It can be like pictures, it can be paintings, it can be a movie, like whatever. But I really like most of the music I really like to listen gives me really strong visual impacts when I listen back to stuff from the album, what the other bands do as well. So, but it can be whatever. It can be. It's not just to hear something. When I hear something, I like to see something through my mind's eye.
Now you've got drums always on stage. Do you think you will add some other instruments? I don't think especially for guitar or bass, but any kind of, I don't know.
We have no plans for that. Music dictates, you know. If we write suddenly music that they trumpet is required all the time. Then we will get a trumpet player downstairs. But before that, not in general, we don't feel like, okay, let's add another instrument or something. It everything comes, you know, the production and how the songs are arranged, it comes from the music itself. But at the moment, we are very comfortable the way how we are.
We thought on one point to add a bass player, even to live setup, but after thinking for a while, we thought it's more disturbing. It wouldn't bring anything in. So, we are happy now.
Is Stratovarius playing today? No. It's some other festival. Yeah, he was. Our bass player is the same guy who... We were speaking with the Stratovarius bass player. He's a good friend of ours. And
he played on our album as well. He's...
Then we were planning, maybe we should have a bass and live show, and then we realized, no, actually we found out a way, you know, to not need the bass, so.
Did you think one day to use electric cellos? Because you don't have the same weight, but you don't have the same sound. I mean, when we saw you last time on stage, you jump everywhere, if I can say so, and it's not too huge sometimes.
No, time to time people bring us their electric cellos, but so far we have not heard or tried anything exciting. So we like the classical cello, the fact that it gives you so much different colors and, you know, the variety and scale of its own sound is almost endless. And then when you add the electronics on that, you know, we don't need an electric cello for that. I think the electric cello feels always a dead in my hands, a dead piece of wood, and I love that. I feel the response, because since we were kids, we are used to that. You go, okay, when we play the cello, we feel the vibration of it, and, you know, it really, you know, responds to our whatever we do. And I think the electric cellos, for me, they feel dead.
To be honest, they look stupid on stage. They look just utterly idiotic. Yeah, those electric cellos. They are. You need. Yeah, and it looks stupid, like guitars, they came on the 80s, of course 80s, crazy things, but Steinberger created this like a guitar which was shaped like somebody's cock, and it looked horrible, and it vanished because it looked stupid.
But also it's like same kind of thing that if Mikos would start to play with just electric drums, that would be really, oh, no, no go.
What are your plans for the next month? And I mean, do you go on tour again and again? And do you start creation for a next album? Or?
We are touring, like the summer, we are doing festivals in Europe only. And then we are doing actually a concert hall tour in Finland. Then we go to Russia, we go Southern Europe as well, a bit more to the east. Then we go back to States. We just offered a show in India. Next year we are planning to go to Asia, to Australia as well, to do a tour in Latin America, do another festival summer. So it's all the time we tour more or less. And when we've done touring, then we start to create new stuff, and let's see.
So we need to wait 2 more years?
You need to wait, let's put it that way. But you
nobody knows how long.
Yeah, exactly. And but we are concentrating on touring, so you don't need to wait for us to come back, because we are coming back all the time. And that's a good thing for most of the people, that they get to see us live.
This year, to end our interview, we've got a special question, which is something like a crazy dream. I mean, if you get the opportunity to work with a dead artist in any kind of art, who would be that artist and for what kind of project?
How long he would have been dead? Because if he would be dead only 1 month, he would smell really bad.
Anyone, okay. As you wish.
Play the main samurai role in Akira Kurosawa's samurai movie.
That's great. I would love to be a model for Mona Lisa. Instead of her, I would push her aside and smile there instead. I think the painting would be totally different.
And Bertu would like to be John Holmes.
Yeah, Bertu would love to be John Holmes. It would be also a different kind of a legend, the smallest dick on earth kind of a thing, but it's sweet.
Did you hang around a little bit on the festival or no time?
Not this time, but the previous years for sure. And we're gonna stay for a while after our own show to see Black Label Society. And
a word you would like to add? Maybe in French, if you know some.
Actually, we want to thank our French fans. It's been amazing to have a strongly growing fan base now in France, and we are very happy for that. And that's why we come here so often to play the concerts. And it's amazing to play for French audience, because French audience is very, very enthusiastic and very energetic. But also they know how to listen, you know, when it's time for listening, and it's great communication with the audience here in France. So thank you for that.